Eating his money. Mullah Nasruddin, as everyone knows, comes from a country where fruit is fruit, and meat is meat, and curry is never eaten. One day, he was plodding along a dusty Indian road, having newly descended from the high mountains of Kafiristan, when a great thirst overtook him.
"Soon," he said to himself, "I must come across somewhere that good fruit is to be had."
No sooner were the words formed in his brain than he rounded a corner and saw, sitting in the shade of a tree, a benevolent-looking man with a basket in front of him. Piled high in the basket were huge, shiny red fruits.
"This is what I need," said Nasruddin.
Taking two tiny coppers from the knot at the end of his turban, he handed them to the fruit seller. Without a word, the man handed him the whole basket, for this kind of fruit is cheap in India, and people usually buy it in smaller amounts. Nasruddin sat down in the place vacated by the fruiterer and started to munch the fruits. Within a few seconds, his mouth was burning. Tears streamed down his cheeks, fire was in his throat. The mullah went on eating. An hour or two passed, and then an Afghan hillman came past. Nasruddin hailed him.
"Brother, these infidel fruits must come from the very mouth of Shaitan."
"Fool," said the hillman. "Hast thou never heard of the chilies of Hindustan? Stop eating them at once, or death will surely claim a victim before the sun is down."
"I cannot move from here," gasped the mullah, "until I have finished the whole basketful."
"Madman, those fruits belong in curry. Throw them away at once."
"I am not eating fruit any more," croaked Nasruddin. "I am eating my money."